MojoCon 2017, and it's Friday. Everybody's excited. Elliot, are you excited? I nearly said frightened because I was trying to remember your second name, Fitzroy.
Yeah, well, I'm excited and slightly frightened.
You look it.
What do you call that, a spoffle?
I think a spoffle was made up by the guy that played House on a radio show with Stephen Fry, really a mic shield.
That's the first spoffle I've ever had thrust in my face.
And I'm hoping it's an experience.
Yeah, it is. It's great. It's great.
Now, people may not know your name. They may know the Twitter account Epic Tutorials, and in fact, the YouTube channel. And if they've ever come across it, they will recognise your voice, which is quite unique.
In this tutorial, we'll be looking at the focus reticles in Filmic Pro V6. Something like that.
That's brilliant. I almost want that as a ringtone.
Yeah, now, if the price is right.
Is your Filmic Pro content the most watched videos you've been doing, or do you have something that's just gone crazy wild?
Yeah, how to screen record your iOS device has had like 500,000 views.
Well,
since
hang on a second, I already want to know.
Well, it's
quick time.
Yeah, a 17-minute epic that covers all of your options. QuickTime's the best, of course, but adding touches, how you can rotate it without QuickTime crashing.
Wow.
You have to use something other than QuickTime.
You're like a wizard of finding the tips and tricks. Do you know Don McAllister?
I don't.
Do you know? He does Screencast Online.
Okay. And, well, only with screencast.
I put both of you kind of up there in the clouds with the other gods of being able to create really informative, educational, I don't want to use the word quality because what does that mean? Content that delivers epic value.
Well, thank you very much. But does McAllister also have a problem with no one talking to him at parties?
No, actually. He makes sure he's very drunk as the first.
That's my problem.
There you go. Well, we can look. I'll get you guys together. So you did a talk yesterday, a section on a panel, I believe, and I was elsewhere and I was crawling trying to get to you in time. It was iOS versus Android, which already people are going, oh god, not that old chestnut. But for a while I've been talking to people who are looking at which way to go, and I'm umming and ahhing about the cost and the loss of the headphone jack didn't normally bother me until I realized I needed to power and use microphones and things like all that kind of crazy stuff like that. But I always knew there was something up with audio syncing, and I didn't know what it was. And apparently you covered that on the one talk I didn't see.
Yeah, so what I covered was it's called the Android 10 millisecond audio latency issue. It's a very sexy topic, but in effect, it was using an outdated framework. When they started making Android, it inherited an old system where they couldn't handle the audio latency. So devices would have between 2 and 350 milliseconds of latency, which as a musician you would know if you're tapping your device or recording your guitar and then you're waiting half a beat for it to come out of the speaker. It's a big problem. So anyone wanting to develop audio apps from the beginning could only go with iOS. Out of necessity, because it didn't have that problem.
Is this still an issue?
It is still an issue. Another company, not Google, fixed it last year on one device, and companies can pay to use their audio engine. The most informative blog is superpowered.com. Superpowered makes the audio engine, but it's still not perfect, and they're just starting now, 8 years after iOS brought in all those developers early on. So they're getting there. It will happen.
So have you ever been an Android user?
Yeah, I have a Google Nexus 6P. I'm one of those people who love the idea of Android, and I love the hardware, and the phone calls are superior, and the skins. But as a content creator, I hit a ceiling very quickly, especially when it comes to getting good audio and mixing audio.
That's interesting. I like that you're giving the pros of... And could you easily give a rundown of, okay, I've got an Android phone, what is it I can do on that I can't necessarily do or won't necessarily experience on an iOS device, and I've got an Apple device, here are the things that are just superior and I couldn't necessarily do on an Android. We've touched upon it, haven't we?
Well, if you want a neon skin over your app icons and when someone calls, a dragon appears and flames spit out from underneath, I mean, for me, that's it. It's with that UI customization. When it comes to content creation, Android had the first 360-degree video editing app. It was free. It was great. LumaFusion is here, and it blows it out of the water. So, yeah, from that level, if you're looking at high-end content creation, the iOS apps are superior on every level with much more to choose from.
That's a great summary and enough information for people if they do have the budget to make an informed decision. If they don't and they've got to stick down the Android path, which many will just do regardless, yeah, and resync audio later on.
Do it on a cheap PC or a Mac if you have access to it. Just do the audio off the device, the mixing, the mastering, and 3.5mm jack will work on nearly every Android device because, you know, Galaxies have it, they're still using it because they don't kill features that piss off users like Apple do.
Totally. Are there any devices, let's not just mention one in particular, that have cracked the audio issue and are continuing to use the correct audio engines?
Pretty much anything recent that uses stock Android, which is Google's Nexus line. So it was a Nexus device that was the first to do it, the Nexus 9. I can't remember the one.
But, interesting.
Yeah.
So is that Google keeping the proprietary kind of technology to themselves?
I don't think it is. I think it's manufacturers don't prioritize high-end audio and video. Matthew from KineMaster was telling me his Pixel's the only Google phone he has that lets you edit in 4K.
Wow.
Yeah. But again, they're not cheap devices. You could get an iPhone for a similar price. So it's sort of hard.
Well, you've been plugged into the Mojo community very remotely in some ways for a very long time. How does it feel actually getting to somewhere like MojoCon and seeing all the people that have been commenting and heckling from afar?
Yeah, well, there's been a few of them, to say the least. But I don't know. I guess I feel like an American schoolgirl meeting the Kardashians or something like that. All the people that I follow and take an interest in. And yeah, I follow most people here online, on Twitter. I watch the YouTube stuff. I'm a huge fan of yours, of course, Christian.
I know. I look at your content and I'm thinking, this guy takes a lot of time. And then I'll do something and halfway through the video I'll go, wow, that video footage was not only shoddy, it was badly lit. But you'll be the first person to comment going, I love that video.
Yeah, and it's better than what I've done because you have a rich and fertile inner life, Christian, which is something I lack, and you have, you know, a good sense of humor, something Australia just drained from me when I moved there. Very hard to. So, yeah.
Where did you move from?
England.
What?
Hertfordshire.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I thought you were Aussie through and through.
No, I had a taste of the good life until parents went bankrupt and were ripped back to the mother country, and it's been downhill since then.
Wow. Oh, wow, that's amazing. So, but your accents, you know, you obviously adopt and assimilate pretty quickly. Or was it like been 20 years?
Yeah, it's been 15 years or something. It's slowly crept in and taken over, and I'm just another crude Aussie.
That's the problem, you weren't. That's why I was like, hang on a second. What's going on here? He's not slapped me on the back of the head and said, you're crap at sport yet.
Yeah. That will come tonight.
Okay, great stuff. No, very dry sense of humour, which I absolutely love, and I think you should inject more. Now, there is some myths floating around about the origins of the dude that sometimes appears in some of your videos. What is the truth behind the small Jeff Bridges? I love Jeff Bridges. Icon.
No friends to, and no money to pay real actors to stand in front of a Filmic Pro setup for an hour, try not to distract the audience. So I chose the dude, and then, you know, I've added a stormtrooper, I've got Alfred Hitchcock, Wonder Woman, and the cast just grows. And they're cheap, reliable, and yeah, really.
Could we do an online campaign to get actual Jeff Bridges in one of your Filmic Pro tutorials?
I would love to see that happen, and maybe with the crowd here. Is he on Twitter? Can we get everyone?
Somebody listening to this is only probably one or two people. Sizemore, are you listening? You seem to know everybody in Hollywood. Can you give Jeff a call? Tell him that someone's been using a plastic version of him with a bobbing head, and we need the real dude. Eric will travel.
Yeah, and I'd actually prefer Jesus.
Oh, there's a bobbing Jesus. Yeah, that might be harder.
Yeah, there's no bobbing bobble figure for Jesus, but...
Isn't there? No, yeah, there is.
There is?
Oh, I don't know if official bobble. I've seen them on car dashboards.
All right.
And he said Kardashian. You've polluted me. That's twice I've heard the word today, and now it's already in my brain. Is that something they've arranged?
I'm not sure. It's just, it happens with Snapchat.
Yeah, no. So, were you in the Snapchat Stories workshop?
No, I wasn't. Unfortunately, I was minding a booth for someone who went walkabout. Yeah. But I would have loved to have been, because I'm taking an interest in the platform. It's incredibly depressing on one hand when you look at what news organizations are publishing there. But as a filmmaking tool, to then share elsewhere, I like the process. Who doesn't like flappy dog ears?
Exactly. I must admit, we have had a bit of a giggle. With that comment you just made, yesterday I was watching and people were talking about motive and mission of news. Mm-hmm. When I was thinking, well, hang on, your motive and your mission is to appease the stakeholders and the investors, and you can't possibly love the community reading your news more than the money you need to make from them. Do you think that's a fair comment?
Yeah, and I don't know. Snapchat's a funny one, because I am surprised how everyone's so keen to jump on it to attract millennials, because you get a certain conditioning with, if you get your news through Snapchat, it's Kardashian nip slips and gross things that people do with whatever, underwear that everyone can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
But does it set the bar very low? And if they're starting at 13, that's news. What are they going to want when they're in their 20s?
And that's a couple of comments. I raise an eyebrow. You know, when you're preparing people for the future, as they said, we are there in these spaces, because although these aren't necessarily consumers now, there was a word they used, which for me I read as brainwashing them for what's to come.
Yeah, what we need is manufacturing consent or some sort of Noam Chomsky series that they have to read 10 pages before they can send the next snap of the dog face.
I like that. Maybe we can have a... I'm just trying to think of a smarter word for Snapchat. It's not going to come right now, but I think we've got a startup on our hands.
Yeah.
Are you working hard here? Are you getting time to have some fun?
I'm having a lot of fun. I'm not working hard, but I do have a workshop tomorrow on, but no idea what it's about. But I think it's going to be on Filmic Pro, Christian.
Well, good. I think I'm also in the same boat as you. I think mine is going to be remedies, both natural and medicinal for hangovers.
Perfect.
It's going to be sold out.
Yeah, you'll have the right crowd on your hand.
Where can people find you online and your content and your Twitter account?
EpicTutorials.com. And if you just search for Epic Tutorials on YouTube, you'll find a huge amount of stuff there. And at Really Epic Tuts, because someone has Epic Tutorials on Twitter. So I was stuck. If someone can recommend a better username handle for Twitter, at Really Epic Tuts, not so good.
About Epic Eric?
That could work.
It's probably gone. We'll just find the Epic Tutorials. We will find you. I'd make you an offer you can't refuse, but not in an Italian accent. Thank you so much. What's the one piece of content you're more proud of than anything else that you've created?
I would have to say the current Filmic Pro V6 course. It's ongoing. There'll be a new tutorial every week for the next few months, minus these 2 weeks while I'm in Ireland, and I couldn't fit the dude in the bag.
Wow. Have you bought a house with the proceeds from YouTube?
Well, I will say that through the proceeds of my LumaFusion guide and iMovie guide, I am a 100-aire over the past 6 months.
That's $100?
Well, multiple $100.
$100,000?
No, just triple digits. It could be $200. I haven't checked. It might be $203.
You're aloof with your newfound wealth.
Yeah. So that's what dreams are made of.
You know, I've never, ever had an advert on a video.
Well, I have misconfigured my YouTube settings, because it's meant to be highly aggressive with every 2 minutes ads. I need that 0.8 cents coming in.
I wouldn't know how to do it, to be honest, because my Gmail account is blocked, and if anybody knows how I can unblock it, I acquired it off somebody that wasn't doing good things with it.
All right, I've got something for you, because Yusuf got this. I've only got one keyword on my channel that I can block, so when someone enters that comment, you look like it's blocked. It doesn't get through, because I was getting about 20 a day.
Oh.
Who do I look like? Who would you say, if you're watching it, you look like...
Oh, that's a really good point. You do, but I don't know the name. Yeah. Not Mandelson. It's
Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean.
Everyone says that. You look like Mr. Bean.
No, it wasn't
Bean.
That. It was someone else. Because you've got the curly Superman curl at the moment.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Mr. Bean, really?
Yeah.
That's so cool. Well, you should dress up like Mr. Bean. You'd get way more hits.
I know. All right, so you've already transformed the business model and the look and feel of Epic Tutorials. So.
We're on it. I'm dragging this on because I'm interested. wanted to talk to you. Let's finish now, though, with what would you advise somebody who wants to be a content creator and earn revenue from YouTube? What should they do? Get a job.
I was going to say get their tits out.
Oh, really?
I don't know. What? That's more Snapchat. Sorry. Snapchat. That's okay. With YouTube, it's very hard. Try and provide a valuable service. Affiliate linking is the obvious way. If you enjoy a product, it costs you nothing to apply to Amazon's affiliate program. And, you know, if people find it helpful, that's been my biggest income revenue. Definitely in double digits each month, Christian.
Wow.
And every few months, I might order myself something, like a little light.
Because you can't cash out.
I got my first check sent to me.
What, they send checks?
They send a check and they charge like $30 of the $50 to process it. So don't do checks, gift cards. Just get someone a nice gift. That's reward enough, surely.
Definitely. Brilliant. I mean, is there anything you don't know?
Oh, plenty.
When it comes to technology and apps, and I think you've worked so much with so many different platforms and technologies, the common sense just kicks in.
But I know nothing about Wire, which is why I'm grateful for you, Christian. You've introduced me to the Wire app. I love it. I learned that you can embed music in chats and it's not the person recording it.
No.
In 30 seconds. So, yeah.
That is handy. It is handy. Yeah. Anytime. If I can give something back for the value you've given over the years, especially when you appear in so many of my workshops.
100 quid would be fine.
You take a couple of euros.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Christian.